This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
I met a man.
Ho, 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 everyone. Welcome to December, biatches. That's right.
Wow.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Ooh.
Those were substantial Christmas bells.
Those were great sleigh bells.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain on this first day of December 2022. Let me set the table here for this second hour. Lex is going to tell you another thing that those silly kids don't understand. Then we have a big fat movie review from both Alexis and Dawn. And then as we prepare to say goodbye to Dawn, every day leading up to her grand finale next week, we're going to have the best of Dawn McClain.
What?
And yep. And whether it's birthday pranks or passing notes, the very best of McClain, Dawn. And today it's one of our favorite Dawn McClain birthday pranks.
Oh, yes.
So that's coming up on today's show. And then obviously.
What?
Yes. So there we be. And we can't be arrogant enough to expect you to listen every day. If you didn't hear yesterday, we're very proud of our Dawn. She's Jeffersoning it up, moving on up to the East Side. She is moving on to her own show with a young Bradley Trainer, and it'll be noon to three. Dawn's moving over there, and we get, it's like an NFL trade.
I know you guys really got a good trade.
We're getting the one and only Holly Roberts, which really it's like a homecoming because Holly has been with us before. For several months, and I didn't get to say this yesterday, and obviously there'll be plenty of time, but you know what I immediately thought of is, and I said to Colin, poor Holly's last day with us when she was filling in was that god-awful day. She had to deliver that horrible news in the most one of the most uncomfortable shows we've ever done. Remember, she had to unveil that Project Dawn and Dirty Rock band that year. Remember, Lex? It was her last day.
You were stunned. You didn't say anything.
I didn't say a word. And Lex is laughing so hard, like, because Lex knows me and knew that I was, like, ready to just crawl under the desk and cry. And nobody knew quite what to do.
I was listening from Missouri.
God.
Oh my gosh. And your response was dead silence, and I didn't know you that well yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if this is a bit, but these guys are brilliant. I'm so enthralled with this whole thing. What is it?
Yeah.
Because you said nothing.
Nothing.
And you like had some folders and you were shuffling papers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Lex is laughing. You were laughing.
God, I was dying.
Dying. Because Lex knows, because again, Lex was the first one to ever bust me in broadcasting. I would anchor with someone, not throwing shade, but I had a TV gig and I would anchor with someone that sometimes would be a little frustrating. And I came into Hubbard. This is when Lex and I would do the show in the same building, and where Lex is at this double wide and Lex goes, girl, like Lex didn't even say hi. I walked in, Lex, girl, you have got to hide that face. You have got Watch your face, because everything you're thinking is on your face. Like, you're giving looks.
I completely relate to that. I have to force myself, eyebrows up, smile.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
So
especially
damn
if somebody
funny.
You don't very know very well is telling you something weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, okay. You know, I've had to watch my face too.
Oh.
It's you know, you're an expressive person. And so sometimes for TV,
mm-hmm.
you kind of have to be sort of plastic,
face,
right?
Lex. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hide that face. So anyway,
Dawn's with us until tonight. We have a lot of experience with that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Dawn's last day with us is the 9th, and then December 12th, it's a whole new season for us. So that's what's happening.
This was so fun. Okay. So, only because it brought back memories of my pen pal. I had a pen pal in Turkey, and we were the same age. She had the most beautiful penmanship, and we just, you know, write about our days. I should actually find those letters just to see what we were writing about.
Why have you been holding them back?
I know. I don't, you know, we got the diaries out and did all that.
Yeah,
but
you've got those?
I do still have them. And because being a kid in the military, you know, we'd be stationed somewhere else and then we'd become pen pals with our friends, you know, that we used to be classmates with.
Oh.
And so my dad was telling us over this break about his pen pal in Norway. And I was thinking about, do kids have pen pals still? Aww. And what does that mean exactly? Because you're not, or are they writing handwritten letters like we used to, or is it like an email friend? Because what my dad did, they actually took it to a whole nother level. They played chess.
I'm sorry, what?
They played chess over letter.
Oh my God. Like, so, this is my next move.
So here's my move.
Wait a week or two?
Yes. And then you send the letter, and then my dad would get it. There's, you know, a whole like coding system with, you know, the chess, the game, and all the different, you know, pieces and the moves and stuff. So he would see the code and then he would go, okay, that's his move. This is my move. Write him back and then send it back. I was like, how long did a chess game last? About 6 months.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool.
Isn't that sweet? And then the guy from his pen pal would write in Norwegian, and my dad is mostly Norwegian, and his grandpa, so my great-grandpa, would translate them, which is really fun. But he would always write his move and, you know, anything that had to do with the chess game in English. But everything else was in Norwegian. So I just thought,
my gosh,
that is awesome,
that is
Lex.
That is so cool.
Isn't that neat? And then I'm like thinking, I had such fun memories sending cards. And maybe that's why I still like to do it.
Oh.
We'd send each other stickers. We would, you'd draw pictures. Yeah, it's just kind of a fun
I love it. My mother writes letters every day.
Whoa, still. That's amazing.
That's what she does in the evening. She writes we have a million cousins and aunts and uncles, and she's just writing old friends from California. She sits there and watches the Gem Channel.
And it makes them feel connected because they probably write back, and then it's.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, it just. What? How cute.
My talkers, if you're a parent. Yeah. Are any of your kids, do any of your kids have pen pals? Let us know on the Twitters, Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson, or email us via our show page at mytalk1071.com.
Yeah.
I had a pen pal, which is shocking, I know.
It's set up through school. I remember that, my initial
ours
one.
Ours was too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine was just, I met him in Daytona Beach.
Oh.
We would go to Daytona Beach every summer.
Oh, I love that beach. That's a beautiful.
Yeah. That was the story that I always tell, where my mom's 1979 that Kenny loves, my mom's black 1979 Trans Am. Dang. With T-tops. I would sit in the back with no air conditioning because my dad was too cheap, and my legs would burn on the black leather of the Trans Am. But anyway, we would go to Daytona Beach every year, and I had a friend that I met there because, again, I'm an only kid, so I would befriend every kid in the pool by hour two of our vacation.
That's sweet.
And I met a kid named Eric Kilgo from Atlanta. And to this day, we are friends and probably DM each other once a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
He lives by the Coca-Cola Center in Atlanta. And he's a twin. And when I was 18, I met him when we were 15, 16.
Oh.
And my freshman year of college, I flew to Atlanta. And visited him and his family. And yeah, we're still friends to this day. I love him. He's a good guy. Hi, Eric. Hello. He sometimes listens to the show.
We had an exchange with a class from England. So I had a little English girl pen pal.
Oh,
I don't remember her name or if I still have the letters, but yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah, I hope it's good to get mail. Yeah.
Yeah, let us know, parents. Do your kids have pen pals? We'll check in a little bit later. But next, it is a big, fat movie review two sides of the spirited coin when we return. We're so glad you're here, my talkers. Hope you're having a really good morning. Please be careful. Our buddy Kenny's coming up in just a little bit. I know the roads look clear, but it's so cold that there's still icy patches all over the place. And that's not going to change until probably the weekend. And only, I think, tomorrow it warms up a little bit.
If it's all shiny, that's all ice, guys.
Yeah. So please, please, please be careful. And if you're like me, schedule an appointment to get new tires. Ugh. Mine are just awful.
I had to do that. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, just a few months ago, a couple months ago. Yep.
I'm slip sliding everywhere. It's like I'm on Clark Griswold's sled. That's what I feel like. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thank you for getting that reference, Lex. My favorite scene. One of my favorites from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I know.
Did you see Lee's tweet?
Lex and Dawn. No.
About pen pals?
Oh, no. Tell us.
She says that she's a teacher. She always has her elementary students do pen pals with a local high school. With the local high schoolers, they write each other back and forth. Good old handwritten letters. So it's integrated with our writing lessons, and they love it.
Oh, that's great, Lee. Way to go. Sweet.
Kimmy says, no pen pals. They use social media.
Oh, that's the thing that is kind of takes the...
Yep. Catherine writes, my children are 23 and 21, so they never did, but I do, and it's my turn, and I'm late sending my letter right now.
Oh, still?
All handwritten, by the way. Way to go, Catherine. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. It is time for a big fat movie review.
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Okay. Lex, I hear a rumor that you watched Spirited.
Yeah, I tried to watch Spirited. Oh, God. It is this, I didn't realize, here's the big deal. And if you don't know this, it's a musical. I thought it was just a comedy. But all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and then it's like Will Ferrell. He starts singing. We know he has a good voice because of Elf, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, look, he's singing. Oh, that's nice. And then Ryan Reynolds comes on. I'm like, oh, look at that. He can sing, too. Uh-huh. Octavia Spencer, she's singing too? And then it just became this, like, they're all singing. And it's really, like the Charles Dickinson, like Christmas Carol, right? There's past, present, future, ghosts. Mm-hmm. And then I just had to turn it off. I just felt like it was just, I needed to mentally prepare for this. Also, I was sitting with someone, my husband, And the rest of my family, too, because we thought, this is a fun, Christmas.
Yeah.
You watched
something,
it.
Something.
See, we didn't even know that it was online. We went to the theater.
Oh, Apple TV is where we started watching it. And then, that's why I'm glad I'm going first, because you, paid to see it. And I hope that you stayed and watched the whole thing, because if the same thing would have happened, it was like, I better continue watching. And maybe you liked it from the get. I'm not sure. But we all were this is a musical. Okay. And my husband, hates them. Like, La La Land's the worst thing ever in the history of the world. And so this felt kind of like that. They're dancing and they're singing. And I was like, okay, turning it off. And I don't know if I'm going to go back. So I'm going to ask you, Don, who saw the whole thing in the theater, did you like it?
Okay, so I would like to say that I didn't know anything about it either. None of us knew it was a musical.
Oh, okay.
And so here we are, MC, his two boys, and me. We sit down, and I looked at him when they started singing, and we looked at each other, and he was like, oh, no. Uh-huh. Because his kids, especially one in particular, are not into musicals. One of them is super, he is plays a million instruments, and that's his entire life is music. So we were like, one of them is not gonna like this. And MC himself doesn't like musicals.
Okay, yep.
So I'm like, oh no. So I'm feeling kind of excited that it's a musical.
Oh, okay.
Because I love being in musicals, and I do like musicals. Some of them, it can, but
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I think where they went wrong is, if I want to give my review, is that there were too many songs in the first 20 minutes. It was like an opera. It was like nonstop. And so then they laid off a little bit. So if you are going to watch it, just know that there are a million songs, but it's very heavy in the first 20 minutes.
That's about as far as I got, or we got. And
then it was sure. Right. So another thing is that if you don't know A Christmas Carol, you're going to be completely lost, because the kids don't know A Christmas Carol. They take it and deconstruct it and do it all in different orders. And I adore A Christmas Carol. One version in particular I really love, and I have it on DVD. I watch it every year when I wrap presents.
Which one is that, by the way?
It's the one with Albert Finney.
Albert Finney? Okay.
Yeah, it's the one that's like, thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. You know, that whole, like, very... So they make fun of that one in particular. And so I was delighted to see the musical numbers where they go back in time and they're in that musical. So there's a real switcheroo, like a time bending thing with it.
Yes.
It's very fun. And they're referencing that and making fun of that Charles Dickens version. So there are a lot of references to that. You have to love A Christmas Carol, you know,
and
that's true. Love musicals on top of it. It's a little long. They could have shaved off like 20 minutes at least, or taken out like 10 numbers. It's full of music, but you start to really care about the plot and the characters. So I really ended up, even though at the beginning I was terrified, I'm like, everyone's gonna hate this, and I kind of hate it.
because I
was like, I don't know if I'm. You have to prepare yourself.
Yeah, you do.
Like
you really do.
You just don't know you're going to see a musical. You're like, oh, whoa.
No,
you
had no idea.
It's different. I should have. Yeah. So, you know, I think that be prepared. It's a musical.
Yep.
And like A Christmas Carol, you have to adore Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
And know it's long.
And know it's
so
a little bit long.
Those three things.
Right. But
how did the other three feel at the end of it?
Okay, so 3 out of 4 loved it. MC loved it.
Oh.
His oldest son loved it. Or, you know, they capital L liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other son, who is definitely not into musicals, hated it.
Okay. Well, all right, you've inspired me to go back and watch, or at least attempt to finish it.
Maybe you can, like, do it in sections.
Yeah.
Kendall and Aaron Schwab over here on my side loved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loved it. Kendall
it's
thought
funny.
It was, yeah. So,
because
Ted did not like it.
They've got some, you know, the lines aren't traditionally, like, the songs have dirty words. And, like, you know, it's funny. It's funny.
I might watch it.
It surprised me that Ryan Reynolds was so committed and into this. I didn't know he was that into it. Maybe he has a history of being in musicals. And who knows? He could have been on Broadway before he started everything. You know, Van Wilder was his big breakout movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you can see it on Apple TV. Spirited is what we're reviewing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the very best of Dawn McClain as we prepare to say goodbye to our friend. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. It's Jason live for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. No matter what you're looking for your dog, Nutrisource has it. They have superstars training treats for dogs. So they have treats. Are you looking for, maybe your dog doesn't like dry food? Well, they have Pure Vita Tetra Packs wet dog food. Try to say that 50 times. And if you do have a picky eater that nothing seems good, they have kombucha. That's right, bone broth food topper for your dog. Believe me, we use that with Mr. Big. And they have a variety of brands specifically tailored to your dog's needs. Like if you want a food with limited ingredients, their Pure Vita line is for you. And their Elements line returns your dog to their natural kind of rustic diet. Find a Nutrisource retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Did you know Premier Pool?
Dawn's been with us for about 6 years, and one of the best, one of the funniest things that she, in my opinion, I think Alexis shares my opinion on this one, that she was a part of as far as fun that's been created on our show was birthday pranks. You know, it wasn't just a tagline. It was the truth. Alexis is a horrible liar. So she was never allowed in the studio to do these because it was just, you did one, right, Lex? And it was almost a disaster. I think you did one.
I think so. Yeah.
You ended up in the middle of telling them, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
I'm done. Yes.
I felt so bad.
I know. So a lot of these fell on Dawn's shoulders and,
you too, Jace, both of you. Well,
and it was perfect because Dawn's an actress and can do various voices, and I don't have those skills. So Dawn really was the maestro of these. And so leading up to Dawn's last day with us on the 9th, we're going to celebrate Dawn by doing the best of Dawn every day on our show. And this first one is personally one of my favorites, and it's just called Furries. Here is the best of Dawn McClain via birthday pranks.
Hi, is this Matt?
Yes, it is.
Matt, it's Dawn McClain from Jason and Alexis. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm so good. So you want us to prank your wife for her birthday, and her name's Jennifer, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wanted to just try to do something, you know, to get her. We sometimes kind of prank each other back and forth, and I just thought this would be a good way to get a good one on her.
Okay, great. Now, from what I understand, you're out of town right now on business.
Yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to be in Chicago. Well, I'm supposed to be at this hotel in Chicago. She thinks that I'm at this Holiday Inn in Chicago, but I'm actually not in Chicago. I'm in Ohio at another hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was originally going to do another prank to ruse her there. So I just want to help get you guys to help me sort of use that as a ruse.
Okay.
So I wanted to say that I left something in a hotel in Chicago.
Okay. So you don't want to be in Chicago. What if we say that you're, do you ever go to Brainerd, Minnesota, or have you ever been there?
No.
Okay. Well, how about I call from Brainerd and say that you're left a bag there. That'll really confuse her.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, good deal. All right, I'm going to put you on hold here. You just listen in, and we are going to prank your wife, Jennifer.
Great.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jennifer?
This is.
Hi there, this is Eloise calling from the up here in Brainerd. How are you today?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing so good. Listen, your husband, Matt, he left a bag here this morning. He left real quick. He was running out the door. Looks like he slept in.
I think he might have the wrong number. My husband's actually in Chicago for the weekend.
Oh, no. I just talked to him last night. I actually told him about him and his little friend, that little fella he hangs out with, Mark, was here. I told him to go up to that Carrie Lynn karaoke. They were looking for a place to go after that convention they do.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about at all. My husband is on a business trip, so I think you should be calling maybe someone else.
No, I mean, he was here. It's Matt, right? You're Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay, well, he did leave that cash real, and also his costume, that chicken costume he wears.
Wait, I'm sorry, did you say a chicken costume?
Yeah, you know, the chicken costume he wears with Mark.
No.
You know, the little fellow that dresses up like lamb chop.
No, my husband does not have a chicken costume. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I see him up here about every 3 months for their, you know, that thing they do when they dress up in those costumes. You know, they all get together. What's it called? The furry thing.
No, you definitely have the wrong, Matt. I think this has to be mixed up because that's not my husband.
Well, I mean, he's about 6'3". I mean, I got his address, your address right here in the phone number, and his name's Mark, right?
Matt. It's Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Be.
Yeah, Matt. Sorry. Yeah. He's with Mark's the other fellow that dresses up like, I don't know if it's his sheep or a little lamb or something. He's a real short little fella, you know?
And I don't know, which is why I'm so confused. I really think that you have the wrong number because I don't know what you're talking about at all. My husband is in Chicago for business for the week, and I...
You know what? Come to think of it, he did mention that he needed to get off real quick to... Well, I shouldn't have said that, get off real quick, but you know what I mean. I don't know what those guys do, but he said he had to make it over to Chicago pretty quick today. Now, I want to let you know that our maid did not touch a bit of that cash. There's $645 still in there, so you just tell him not to worry about that, okay?
I don't really know what to say. I'm really confused. I'm sorry.
So you don't know anything about a chicken costume?
I don't know a single thing about a chicken costume or a bag of cash, this is just so strange. I really don't think that this is my husband at all.
Well, I don't know. I guess we shouldn't put it in the post or anything. We shouldn't send anything, because I'd hate to do that. But maybe you guys can make it back up here sometime and pick up the cash. If he needs it real quick, we might be able to have a driver come down.
I've never been up there. I don't know that. I don't even think my husband's ever been up there.
He comes up here about every 3 months or so to hang out with those other fellas. You know, that dress up in the costumes. Listen, whatever you're into, it's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed about it.
I'm not judging other people's lifestyles. I'm not into anything. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, let me have you talk to my manager here. He might be able to work out a way that maybe we can give you a free night stay next time he comes up here for your trouble. Sound good?
I'm not really interested in that.
Well, maybe Matt will be interested in that. Let me get my manager here. Hold on just a second. Let me press some buttons here. Okay, go ahead. Here's Jennifer. She's real confused about the chicken costume and the cash and all that.
I'm sorry you're so confused about that, ma'am.
Jennifer, do you recognize his voice? This is Matt, your husband.
Are you kidding me? What is going on?
Oh my gosh, you guys are so good.
You okay? You've been birthday pranked.
Oh my gosh.
This is Dawn McClain.
I cannot believe you. I was freaking out.
He isn't a furry. He doesn't have a chicken costume. And there's nobody named Mark that dresses up like Lamb Chop. So
that was so good, furries. Oh my God, that was amazing.
My heart is beating so fast right now. I am so mad at you.
Happy birthday, Jennifer, from Jason and Alexis.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you guys.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thanks. I can't wait for you to get home. You're in trouble.
The best of birthday pranks, which is also the best of Dawn McClain, part of the best.
No.
Every day leading up to Dawn's last show with us on December 9th. Now, before we take a break, speaking of Dawn McClain, should we give away? We have two prizes to give away today.
Yes.
And the first is Beauty and the Beast, Dawn. Should we give those away?
Beauty and the Beast. Let's see if that's true. No? That is old. We're going to erase that from the grid there.
Oh,
that
then
is
we don't...
an old, old then... contest. I didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that
please. Lex, please scratch
another
that from...
birthday prank.
Thank you. Erase that from the record. People of the jury, scratch that from the record. When we come back, Kanye and Kim's divorce is finalized. Lex has those details. And Dawn has finished The Walking Dead. Holy crap. That and more when we return. The details of Kim and Kanye's finalized divorce just ahead. But first, I got a little tongue-tied there with my excitement of the Red Rabbit 12 Cocktails of Christmas. So I just wanted to repeat that so I'm clear. Every day for the next 12 days, they're going to have a special holiday cocktail, Lex. I love this. You know, sometimes people do like 12 cookies of Christmas. So every day, a different cocktail.
Ooh.
Today is the caviar martini. And there'll be another one, like, I think December 3rd. It's so cool. I love that they're doing this.
That's so smart.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It's like an advent calendar that you walk into.
Thank you. Thank you. Lex, I love that.
You should do marketing for that. That's a really cute way to put it.
Which is like the first, today's the first day of advent calendar.
Yes, it is. That's why they're kicking it off. So yeah, today's the caviar martini at Red Rabbit. Vodka, dry vermouth, orange bitters, literally caviar, and a bag of Lay's chips for the caviar. I am all for this. Oh,
that's not for me. I'm not a caviar person, but I'm excited caviar. To see what tomorrow's drink will be.
Yeah. So there we go. I got a little tongue-tied, so run to Red. What's the deets? The divorce is final?
Yes, finally. Kim Kardashian.
Finally finalized.
Kanye West. They are officially divorced, and it looks like under the settlement, Kanye will be required to pay Kim $200,000 a month in child support. He'll also be in charge, of course, of half of their medical, educational, and security expenses.
Security expenses.
Yeah.
That's something you don't hear in normal divorce proceedings.
Mm-hmm. Remember, they have four kids together.
Yeah.
They're pretty young still. The youngest is 3 and North is 9. 9, 6, 4, and 3-year-old.
North is 9?
North is 9 already. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. Oh, wow. I feel old. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she, of course, she's the primary caregiver. For probably really good reasons.
Yep.
So they'll co-parent still, but he will be paying $200,000 a month. Can you imagine that much?
Yeah.
Each month. But, I mean, they're living totally different, realities. But
yes.
They both waived spousal support, but that's what we know about the divorce and the details.
Oh. They waived no spousal support?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, come on. They don't need
they're
it, for
equally
heaven's
rich.
Sake. Yeah.
And I do wonder, though, let's see, how soon do you think Kanye will be going to court to ask for that amount to be adjusted? Because he's really hit
financially
a hard time.
Yeah. I say within 3 months.
Oh, okay. I was going to say 6.
I say 3 months.
Okay.
Well, he's going to need that money for that presidential campaign that he's doing. Yay 24.
Right.
They also, is to her advantage, have an intermediary, basically an outside person that will be deciding if there are any things where she can contest his reputation and the things that he does doesn't suit well for him when you're looking at facts about if you're a fit parent.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the children's safety and things like that, adding that element in. Where it's not just going to be to a judge to decide. There's going to be an intermediary person to settle, things when it comes to adjusting things. And if he has erratic behavior, these things won't be allowed. Yeah. That's definitely to her advantage. People are saying that he manifested the Gold Digger lyrics.
What do you mean?
Because in the Gold Digger song, it says 18 years. 18 years, she got one of your kids. She got you for 18 years. I know somebody's paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car and crib is bigger than he is. You'll see him on any TV given Sunday, win the Super Bowl, and drive off in a Hyundai.
God. I never thought
one
I would
with
hear.
Four.
Yes.
The tweets are kind of funny. Oh God!
I never thought I would hear you.
I'm sorry. That was so clunky and white.
Digger.
I apologize.
No, that was fantastic. Actually, that made me very happy.
I screwed it up too, but
those two.
Yeah,
they need a referee.
Into existence.
Oh, it's his own fault.
Yeah, it is. Yep. I don't feel one bit bad. What's happening to him right now?
I just couldn't fathom, since we don't live in the world of $200,000 a month for anything.
That's crazy, right?
I was like, how much? I don't understand how we wouldn't run out of money. I'm like, wait, what is that? It's $2.4 million a year.
That's nothing.
And as North turns 18, then we'll reduce it and so on. But you've got a 3-year-old, so it's just
a lot.
Wow. I thought that they would have joint custody, But because when you have joint custody, you usually don't pay child support.
Yeah.
Because you're having them half the time. So apparently he's not going to have them half the time.
Yeah.
No. And that's sad
for
him.
It's best right now.
Yep. I agree. You finished Walking Dead, Dawn?
Yes. Oh, do I need to leave?
The whole darn thing. We barreled through it. Alexis, where are you right now?
We still haven't started.
Oh, you haven't started. Okay.
Yeah, we're like where we need to start. Yeah. So we watched the first few episodes and then,
okay,
you know, before the break.
Yep, I getcha. Yeah. So let me pull
I can leave.
No, I'm not going to say anything that's going to give anything away. I'm going to talk about some dumb things.
Okay.
When somebody is handcuffed through zip ties, yeah, you shouldn't be able to just break out of that by sheer will and force. I don't care how big you are. That is stupid. Okay?
Okay.
Also, overall, they don't show any major action. They just will cut to the aftermath of the action. So something big will happen. Like, there's like they're about to have a big battle where somebody has been taken into custody, let's say. They don't show you that because that means they would have to film a whole scene that would be more expensive. So then they just like, oh, the tension builds with anything. And then they cut to the person being in the jail cell.
Ding, ding. It's the budget.
It's like, what? This is so cheap. Like, you're like, oh, okay, I guess he got arrested. I guess we don't get to see that part. I guess we don't get to see how he gets caught or how they get out of that, you know, mine or whatever. Uh-huh. It's just like, oh, they got out of the mine and now we're back. And they talk about, wow, that was really tough getting out of that mine. You're like, this is so terrible. So it's fun to watch because it's so bad. Another thing is that something happens with the zombies themselves,
yeah,
that in the past, Alexis, would be the plot of a whole season.
Yeah.
But they just go, oh, look what they're doing now. Oh, look, they're playing backgammon or whatever. That is not what they're doing.
Okay.
But just know that you're like, wait a minute here. That is a super big deal. And they're just going, huh.
Interesting. Uh-oh,
they can do that. And you're like, that would be what? The entire season four. If, you know,
oh,
it's
my
just
gosh.
So those are the major things that bug us. And, you know, so much. It's just fun to watch because it is so bad and it's very soap opera-y. We're like, oh, my God.
Is it still really dark, too? Is it hard to kind of decipher what you're seeing even?
Yes.
That was my issue.
The end. Angela Chang, the producer, would come on and explain the episode. We'd fast forward right past that. We're like, we're not listening to this.
Oh, I'm so glad I dumped out. We're dumping out of this. But we'll be back with Second Chance Romance next.